Seekers, are you ready to go on an adventure? Alf.
Yeah.
Gamma.
Yeah.
Betty.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's go!
Let's ride a rocket through the galaxy, or travel back and forth through time, down underwater, or deep into the jungle. We just don't know what we might find. We're on a winning streak, cause we're seekers, through your speakers, like never before.
Time to explore.
So open your door, count to four, let out a roar like a dinosaur.
With giant claws.
Here we go.
Whoa!
This is the rockiest boat I've ever been on!
I know, Gammo. It's making me feel a bit queasy.
Oh, Betty, it's making me feel a lot queasy!
Woohoo!
Alf, how can you be finding this fun?
Oh, it makes my tummy feel like a washing machine in a good way!
When will it end?
Soon, Gammo. Once we've passed through Drake's Passage, this choppy section of water below South America where two huge oceans meet, we'll get to Antarctica.
Oh, Antarctica, so cool!
Oh, that's because of all the ice!
Hello, computer.
Hello!
What interesting things can you tell us about Antarctica?
It's very cold. It's super, super cold. It's freezing.
I'm getting the impression that it might be a bit cold. What else?
Lots of ice and it's slippery.
Oh, we'll have to be careful on that slippery ice.
In winter, it's dark the whole time. In summer, it never gets dark at night time.
That's right. That's because Antarctica and the South Pole point towards the sun in summer and away from the sun in winter.
Boy, that sounds like a unique continent.
Yeah, we'll need some specialist equipment. Computer, what should we pack in our Antarctic adventure bags?
Warm clothes, scarf, gloves, 10 trousers and 10 t-shirts. Pajamas so you can go to sleep.
Good, we'll have plenty of warm clothes.
Hot chocolate, pancakes.
Oh, pancakes? My favourite kinds of warming up foods.
A compass.
That'll come in handy.
Oh, yes, the compass is currently pointing south.
Then we're on track. Because Antarctica is the southernmost continent in the world.
Phew! The sea is a bit calmer now.
Hang on, look over there!
It's land! Land! Land, land, land!
Computer, what can you see?
Snow. There's icebergs. Mountains.
Finally! We've made it!
Yay!
Yay! Yes!
Woo!
Look at this place! There's bright white snow everywhere. It looks delicious. Oh, let me just try a little bit.
Oh. Alf, I'm not sure you're meant to eat the snow.
Brain freeze.
Now we need to get going. We've got to head inland to meet Dr. Doctor at her remote research station.
Let's go get the snowmobiles.
Ooh, great. They'll let us travel quickly across the snow and ice.
What was that?
Oh, just me making the sound of the snowmobile.
Oh, phew. Well, nice sound effects, Alf.
Oh, thank you.
I can't wait to see all the unique and amazing wildlife they have on this continent.
Oh, yes, like one of my absolute faves, the graceful yet powerful polar bear.
Actually, Alf, polar bears live right up in the north of the planet, in the Arctic. We're in the Antarctic, in the south of the planet, right on the opposite side, in fact. You won't find any polar bears here.
Oh, but don't worry. Instead of polar bears, Antarctica has all sorts of different incredible animals, like penguins.
Penguins! I love the graceful yet slippery penguin.
Me too. Let's see how many we can spot on our way to Dr. Doctor.
Wow, there's a penguin.
Sliding on their bellies across the ice and snow, marching for miles, look at them go. Diving down deep to catch fish, squid and krill. They can't fly but they can swim to find their favourite meal. Penguins.
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 putting it on his feet.
To protect themselves from icy winds and warm up their feathers, they have a thick layer of fat.
Blah!
And they huddle together.
Silly penguin, king penguin, chinstrap penguin, Gentoo penguin, rock hopper penguin, emperor penguin.
Penguins.
Penguins.
Oh, we're so lucky to have seen so many brilliant penguins.
For a place so remote and cold, Antarctica has more life than you'd expect, with so much still to be discovered.
Look, I can see Doctor and lots of other scientists too.
Oh, that's strange. I can see them too, but no research station.
Oh yeah, there's just a huge mound of snow.
Alf, Betty, Gamor, Seekers, I am so glad to see you.
Oh, hi, Doctor.
Hi, Doctor.
Doctor, what's going on? Where's your research station?
It's under all of this snow.
Oh, no.
That's right. Myself and the other scientists who work here are unable to carry out our important research. Say hello to the other scientists.
Hi, scientists.
Hello.
Oh, hi, scientists.
Hello,
scientists.
Konnichiwa.
There's so many of them from all around the world.
That's because Antarctica is the only continent devoted purely to science.
Oh, I wish there was a continent devoted purely to sandwiches. Am I right?
Scientists flock here because this is where we answer fundamental questions about the nature of life on Earth, the future of our climate, and our place in the cosmos.
Wow!
But we can't do all our work whilst the research station is buried. We're in quite a pickle.
Pickle. Well, we'll help you dig it out, Doctor.
Oh, I wish it was that easy, Alf. The problem is we've cleared the snow many times, but it keeps getting reburied.
Why does that keep happening?
Do you see that mountain over there in the far distance?
Yeah.
Every day, an avalanche of snow falls from that mountain and buries the research station. It's most unusual. I need you to head over to that mountain to work out what's going on.
Of course, Doctor.
Thank you. In the meantime, myself and the other scientists will be here trying to clear all this snow. Good luck, Seekers!
Okay, let's go.
Alf, was that you or the snowmobile?
A bit of both, I think.
The snow is too thick for us to ride our snowmobiles through. Computer, what can we do to get to the mountain in the distance?
Go skiing.
Skiing, of course.
Right, everyone. Pop on your skis.
Oh, put on the front. A little bit tight. Right one. Great.
Let's go.
Whoa. I almost hit a tree.
Whoa.
It's a tight corner.
We've made it to the mountain.
Oh, we're more exposed to the wind here. It's freezing.
Oh, I know. I'm wearing all 10 t-shirts and trousers and I'm still cold.
Computer? What can we do to warm up?
Huddle.
Oh, good idea. Just like the Emperor Penguins do. Alf, Betty, let's huddle.
I'm warming up.
Boy, me too.
I think it's working.
That's a bit better.
I feel less like an ice cube.
That was nice. Penguins are smart. That's better.
This mountain is so tall.
Yes, it's almost 5,000 feet.
Which is the height of approximately 16,000 elephants standing on top of each other.
Which is the height of almost 100,000 sandwiches standing on top of each other.
Whoa, that's good maths, Alf.
Oh, thanks. I excel at sandwich maths. Addition of hummus, subtraction of mustard, division of sandwich into two parts, multiplication...
It is shaking!
Panicky penguins!
Panicky penguins!
Hang on.
Are you copying me?
Not on purpose.
We're just scared.
You're scared? I'm scared.
We're all scared.
Not going to get anywhere if we're all screaming.
Oh yeah, you are right.
That
actually,
is a good point, actually.
What are you doing? Walking all over me?
Sorry, mountain.
Oh, psst, computer. What's the name of this mountain?
Mountain Screamer.
Mountain Screamer. To be honest, we didn't know walking on you would be a problem.
I'm a very sensitive soul. Inside, I constantly feel like I'm about to have to do an exam or walk somewhere in the pitch black or ride a big scary roller coaster, even when I know I don't actually have to do these things.
Sometimes I feel like that too. I get very anxious.
Anxious? Is that like feeling scared?
Yes. The feelings often come together, but normally you get scared when something is there in front of you. Anxiety is when you get scared at even the thought of something.
Ooh, that sounds exactly how I feel.
I'm surprised that something 100,000 sandwiches tall would be scared or anxious of anything at all. You're so big.
Big things get scared too. I guarantee you that. I'm anxious about other taller mountains. I'm anxious about ice melting too fast. I'm anxious about when the penguins squawk too loudly. Oh, I could go on and on.
Oh, I understand. I'm anxious about more seasickness.
I'm anxious about getting things wrong.
Well, now I'm anxious about getting anxious.
Computer, what are you anxious about?
When it's my first day or something. When there's new people falling in a well. Big black spiders. Monsters.
Oh, it's nice to know I'm not the only one who feels anxious. The problem is, when I get scared and anxious, I shake. And when I shake, the snow gets loose and causes avalanches.
That's actually why we're here, Mountain Screamer. The daily avalanches you're causing are burying the research station, which is stopping the scientists from being able to do their work.
That's awful. I didn't really mean for them to happen. I just don't know how to stop feeling scared of everything.
That sounds really tough.
Oh, it's okay to feel anxious, although I understand it must be overwhelming to feel that way all the time.
Oh, it is.
Oh, computer. Do you have any ideas how to help Mountain Screamer feel less anxious all the time?
A mountain breath. It's where you go...
Brilliant! Oh, let's all try that together.
Wow. That mountain breath has really relaxed me. I feel much less anxious now. Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Mountain Screamer.
I don't think I'll cause any more avalanches for a while, but if ever I do feel anxious again, I'll try my best to send the avalanches that way, away from the research station, so your friends can keep doing their science.
Oh, yay!
Yes!
Thank you. We've got to ski back to Dr. Doctor and the scientists, but it was lovely meeting you, Mountain Screamer.
Oh, and you too. Goodbye, little people.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye, Mountain Screamer. Bye. Woo-hoo.
Alf, Betty, Gamma, Seekers, is that you?
Oh, yes. We're back, Dr. Doctor. And guess what? We did it!
We stopped the mountain called Mountain Screamer from shaking so much.
So now there'll be a lot fewer avalanches and your research station will be safe.
Brilliant work, Seekers. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Arigato.
You're welcome, Dr. Doctor.
You're welcome, scientists.
And we've just finished clearing away the snow. But before we go into the research station to continue our important work, should we have a quick trip to the South Pole?
Yeah!
We can even put up a flag. To the snowmobiles!
Woohoo!
Congratulations, everyone! We've made it!
Woohoo!
Yeah!
Let's plant this flag.
But wait, there's already so many flags here. Argentina, Norway,
Japan, France. Which country owns this place?
Seekers, we're not planting our flag because Antarctica belongs to a country. We're planting it to celebrate humanity. Antarctica is a beautiful example of humans from many different countries working together to progress science, protect the environment, and promote peace.
That's brilliant!
Oh, I just need to get a few more things out of my snowbag.
Oh, Doctor, that's a lot of catering you've got there.
Oh, wait a minute. If my sandwich math serves me right, I think this means we're about to have a snow and sandwich party!
Excellent sandwich maths there, Alf. You're right. Sandwiches for all! Let the snow party begin!
Oh, hummus and
delicious!
Peepers. I wouldn't have thought those two go together.
Oh, those sound delicious. Brilliant.
Thanks for joining us in Antarctica. This audio adventure was brought to you by the Wardrobe Ensemble with support from Arts Council England.
And this episode was co-created with our computer, the Year 1 children from
Fairlawn Primary School.
And thanks to our wonderful mountain,
Jonathan Blake.
And if you enjoyed the adventure, please follow, rate and review us on your chosen podcast platform and consider supporting us by joining our Seekers fan club on Patreon. For more information and fun activities, check out our website, theseekers.co.uk. If you have any ideas for future episodes or would like to be the voice of the computer, you can send us a message on our website or email us at hello@theseekers.co.uk. We'd love to hear from you.
Take care of yourselves, stay curious, and see you next time in
Antarctica!
Bye!